Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Let me just say ahead of time, this is going to be short. He told me last night, or he announced to the parish meeting, that I could preach only 7 minutes, and then he had a long sermon to follow that. So, and it's really unusual because I have one of these ear things and it keeps falling off and everybody keeps trying to adjust it. But I think he's got a string attached to it and he keeps pulling it so that it will fall off and then I won't be able to say anything. But I'm the 8th Bishop of Texas, and it is just great to be here. And I appreciate the invitation of St. Martin's to be able to come back here. I was here as your bishop when we dedicated this building. And what a tremendous day that was, and a great celebration. And now to be invited back to do the continued blessings of the new structures and the new areas and the reconditioned areas and the gorgeous gardens. It has been absolutely a wonderful experience, and I really appreciate it. I think what you have done is create one of the greatest parishes and communities and campuses of any church in the Episcopal Church across this nation. You have a place where disciples like each of you can come and be empowered by God to do your ministry. Because as I say and have said countless times as a bishop when I was confirming people, you are the ministers of the gospel. Never forget that. Those of us who are ordained to different positions are there to carry on and help carry not only the empowerment, but the business of the church, but you are the ones who are the ministers. And it is our responsibility as a church organization to prepare you, to empower you to go into the ministry, to proclaim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have made that profession, and you, of all people, need to witness it to the community. And this place that you have is undoubtedly one of the most outstanding places with tremendously gifted people who are here to help empower you to proclaim the gospel. I saw a quote once that sort of mystified me in a way, but it sure doesn't apply here. But I want to say it anyway because there's a degree of truth in all of this. And the words are these: where there is no faith in the future, there is no power in the present. Think about that. Where there is no faith in the future, there's no power in the present. For goodness sakes, that does not describe most of you. It does not describe the power that we find in this place, and that power which is witness to and sent forth for you to proclaim your faith. For remember, faith is not a possession. It is something that we it is not something to have and just to keep. Faith is an activity, a never-ending movement in response to an ever-reaching God. Faith is a journey, not an easy one, through the wilderness and up rugged mountains, because we, after all, are following Jesus. The journey becomes the greatest of adventures leading to the kingdom of God. And we can only prove the worth of our faith by putting it into action, keeping our focus on the vision of God's coming kingdom. Christianity is about effort, about expanding energy to be what you've been designed by God to be and do what you have been designed by God to do. We are all disciples. We each have a mission, but we need one another to help in the empowerment and then to proclaim that word and that deed, our faith as we understand it, to another person. That's evangelism, which most Episcopalians have a hard time understanding, but it's one-to-one. That's the reason it's so critical that you are a minister of the gospel. And I beg you to understand your faith, to be able to communicate that faith and what God means to you in your life as you move from this place into the world to proclaim Him. For I am convinced that God is working in you and in this parish, preparing you to accomplish far more than you can even imagine. God bless you, and it's a privilege to have been your bishop, and it is a privilege to join you in celebrating this great day. Amen.